This week in Nerdy News, this is LTNN. It's been no secret that Nintendo has moved a lot of Switches this year, largely thanks to all of us being cooped up in our homes because of the pandemic, and of course timed it perfectly with the release of Animal Crossing. But while everyone was paying attention to what Microsoft and Sony were doing with their new consoles this month, Nintendo had their best month ever for the Switch. In October, they sold almost 750,000 new Switch consoles. And of course, that just continues a 23-month streak in which the Switch has been the highest-selling console in the American market. But of course, the Xbox also saw its largest launch ever. Debuting last Tuesday, the Series X and its all-digital counterpart Series S are sold out at most major retailers, with Microsoft execs promising a resupply soon. The Xbox Series X does have the advantage of initially launching in 37 countries, which is almost three times as many as the Xbox One launch in 2013. But even so, in order to have beaten the previous sales record set by the Xbox One, the Xbox Series X must have shipped over 1 million units on launch day alone. Growing up, one of my favorite superheroes was, of course, none other than Darkwing Duck. And the terror that flaps in the night is making a comeback with a new reboot early in development at Disney Plus, with Seth Rogen as one of the executive producers. Of course, Darkwing Duck has made a few appearances on the DuckTales reboot, and frankly, if they put as much care into this new Darkwing Duck as they have the new DuckTales, I think we're all in for a treat. And finally, a couple exclusive streaming updates. The Steve Carell and Greg Daniels vehicle Space Force has been greenlit for a second season on Netflix to begin production in 2021. And Disney Plus has given us a start date for WandaVision. It kicks off on Disney Plus on January 15th. Great way to start the new year. That is going to do it for this week in Nerdy News. I've been Station Manager Matt, and this is LTNN.